This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and this is your favorite podcast ever. And because it is your favorite podcast ever, I would like you to rate and review this on the Apple Podcasts and all the other places, and share it and subscribe it. Sharing is a really good thing. Email it to people, put it on the social media things that you have. Tell people verbally. When you see people in the real world say, you know what, I'm enjoying this podcast called The Dictionary, and you see this t-shirt that I'm wearing, it's also for The Dictionary, and I bought it at the TeePublic link, which you can find in the show notes. Go do that, go do all those things, join the Patreon if you got some extra dollars, get early episodes, get exclusive episodes, get video portions of episodes with guests. Maybe there will be a video portion for everything at some point. Social media for this show is at DictionaryPod. My personal is at SpeedJamPar, which includes TikTok for funny little goofy TikTok videos that are dictionary book related. Email DictionaryPod@gmail.com. Let's see. Oh, I had a thing. Oh, Google Voice. Did I say that? 917-727-5757. Call it. Leave a message. I'll put it in a show if you want. Go ahead and send me your jokes for words, definitions, etymology, anything you can think of through the rest of the alphabet. E all the way to the end. And when I get to that word, I will say your joke and credit you if you want. Anything else? I don't know. That's enough for today. Okay, so the previous episode, we ended with the word do. We did all of the transitive verb definitions, and now we have the intransitive verb definitions, plus some phrases. All right, so the first form of do, intransitive verb, it's still from before the 12th century. Number one, synonyms are act and behave, as in, do as I say. And if you don't, there will be hell to pay. Do what I tell you to do, because I'm older, I'm more experienced, I know what I'm talking about. I want you to learn from my mistakes. Unfortunately, that's not always how things go. People don't always listen to their elders. And then they just have to learn from their own mistakes. The rest of the phrase normally is, do as I say, not as I do. So I may do these things, but I don't want you to do those. I want you to do what I say, because I know what I should be doing, but I don't do them. I usually do what I say I do. 2a, the synonyms are get along and fare, F-A-R-E, as in do well in school. You might be doing well. Somebody might be telling you to do well. Do well. Just do your best. It may not be well. It may not be better than most everybody else, but you should just do your best. And don't feel bad if you don't get the grades that you want or think you deserve, but as long as you put the effort into it, I think you'll do okay. 2B, to carry on business or affairs, the synonym is manage, as in, we can do without your help. Hoo-hoo, we don't need you. We're just fine without you. Get out of here, buddy. You're going to make us slow down if you help us. We're okay without you. 3. To take place. The synonym is happen, as in, what's doing across the street? What's that? What are those doing things? What's happening? What's doing over there? What are they doing? I want to see what they're doing. I want to be a part of that doing. Those are not all ways that you can use that word. I would not have thought that you could use the word this way, but people do say that. What's doing across the street? That's not how I talk. 4. To come to or make an end. The synonym is finish, as in, this is used in the past participle. So, to come to or make an end. But there's no example. I can't, let's see. We did it. Yeah, you're going to use one of those past forms. Did, done. It was done. We did it. Congratulations to everybody involved. 5, to be active or busy, as in, let us then be up and doing. And that is a quote from H.W. Longfellow. Let us then be up and doing. Let us be active and busy. Get up, move your body. Don't be a couch potato. Get the body going. Yeah. 6, to be adequate or sufficient. The synonym is serve, as in, half of that will do. I don't need the whole thing, just give me half of it. That will be adequate and sufficient. Last night we made some vegan mac and cheese from a box, and we had to put in some vegan butter in there, and my wife said, it says do 2 tablespoons, but 1 tablespoon will do. Half of that will do. That is literally what happened. We ended up doing a heaping tablespoon, because I was like, I think we need a little more. A little more butter, please. My stomach and heart and brain crave it. 7. To be fitting. Also, conform to custom or propriety. As in, won't do to be late. It won't be fitting if you are late. That will be, everybody will look down on you when you come late to the party. If you're past the cool lateness, it won't do to be late. We won't do that. 8. No definition. It looks like the number of these don't have a definition. And number 8 is used as a substitute verb to avoid repetition. And I think we had a similar one in the previous episode. The example is wanted to run and play as children do. So we're not going to repeat the words run and play. Wanted to run and play as children run and play. Nah, we don't need to do that. We're just replacing run and play with the word do. Because that's what they do. They run and play. This is used especially in British English following a modal auxiliary or perfective, or the perfective word have, as in, a great many people had died or would do. And that is from Bruce Chatwin. So again, we've replaced, I guess, died with the word do. A great many people had died or would do, or they would die. 9, no definition, used in the imperative after an imperative to add emphasis, as in, be quiet, do. This is hurting my brain. We have a new section coming up. We'll get there. So I don't understand it. Be quiet, do. To add emphasis, be quiet, do. Okay, this is definitely not something that I'm aware of. I don't talk this way. I don't know if I've heard people talk this way, but I guess it's a way that people talk. All right, so the new section, this is verbal auxiliary. So we had transitive verb, intransitive verb, and now verbal auxiliary. 1A, this is no definition, and it is used with the infinitive without the word to form present and past tenses in legal and parliamentary language, as in, do hereby bequeath. I do hereby bequeath that this is Spencer's podcast is the best podcast ever, and everybody should listen to it. There's more. It is also used in poetry, as in the quote, give what she did crave. Give what she did crave. And that is from Shakespeare. Give what she did crave. 1B also has no definition, and it is used with the infinitive without the word to form present and past tenses in declarative sentences with inverted word order. As in the example, fervently do we pray. And that is from Abraham Lincoln. Fervently do we pray. And, you know, I've said this before. I'll say it again and later too. I am not an English expert. A lot of these words just go right over my head, in one ear, out the other. I can't really give you the best examples. Sometimes one of my listeners, I mean, I don't know if he actually listens other than sometimes, Chris, he and his wife were on episodes a long, long time ago. He is from England, and he, I think, teaches English, and so sometimes he'll use words when we're messaging back and forth, and I'm like, wow, you're just so much smarter than me. I don't understand what these are. I didn't really, English was always my least, I was the worst at English and reading and writing and stuff in school, so I'm just reading this to you, but I can't give you better examples or more information. I'll just reread how this one is used. It's used with the infinitive, without the word to form present and past tenses in declarative sentences with inverted word order. I mean, that whole sentence sounded like inverted word order to me. So if you want to know more about these things, you may have to get it from somebody else. There's more to the definition, though. It's also used in interrogative sentences where there's some interrogating happening. As in the example, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Of course I did. My ears aren't that broken. More to the definition, it's also used in negative sentences. As in the two examples, we don't know, also don't go. We don't know. Don't go. Did you hear that? All right. I can't give you more about all this stuff. Number 2 for verbal auxiliary, no definition, used with the infinitive without the word to form present and past tenses expressing emphasis, as in, I do say, also as in, do be careful. Please be careful when you do say those words. So each one of these, they were similar, 1A, 1B, and 2. They were similar because they were all used with the infinitive without the word to form present and past tenses, but the more specific part was different. So the first one was used in legal, parliamentary language, and in poetry. The second one was used in declarative sentences with inverted word order or interrogative sentences or negative sentences. And the third one was used to express emphasis. All right. Doable is an adjective, and now it is phrase time. Do a number on means to defeat or confound thoroughly, especially by indirect or deceptive means. Just do away. To defeat or confound thoroughly, to do a number on. That's, I was skipping ahead, apologies. Do a number on. The next phrase, do away with. Number one, to put an end to. Just
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Just put an end to it. Abolish is the synonym. We don't need it anymore. Away with you. Two for do away with. To put to death. And the synonym is kill. Do away with that person that I hate. Next phrase, do by. Do by. The word by is just by. And it means to deal with. Do by. The synonym is treat. And I would love to have an example here. Deal with that thing. Do by that thing. I don't know. It's not clicking. Next phrase, do for. This is chiefly British. Number one, to attend to the wants and needs of. Also, to take care of. So, you're doing the things for somebody else who needs help, needs care done for them. Do for. Are you going to do for your mother? Yes, I will take care of her. Two, I think this is still chiefly British, to bring about the death or ruin of. And that is very different from the number one definition. Do for. To attend to the wants and needs of, or to bring about the death or ruin of. Context is everything, people. Do it. That's the next phrase. To have sexual intercourse. Do it. What was that movie? Starsky and Hutch. That guy, Ben Stiller, what he kept on saying, do it, do it, do it. And he was not talking about sex, I don't think, although it could have been sort of a underlying meaning, but yep, people like to say do it when they're talking about the sex. Next phrase, do justice. 1A, to act justly is to do justice. 1B, to treat fairly or adequately. It's just perfectly adequate, do justice to that thing, that person. Being fair and justice, those definitely go hand in hand. 1C, to show due appreciation for, and in this context, the word due is D-U-E, so that's like what you are due, what you are owed. You are owed appreciation, so if you show them due appreciation for, you are doing justice. 2, to acquit in a way worthy of one's abilities. To acquit in a way worthy of one's abilities to do justice. Do proud is the next phrase. To give cause for pride or gratification, as in, she did herself proud. I love it when people do me proud. Give cause for pride. You do a good thing. I have so much pride in you, I have gratification. You did me proud, I do say. Do the trick is next. To produce a desired result. To produce a desired result. Oh, that did the trick. I needed it. Whatever you did, that little tricky thing that you did, that it made what I wanted to happen, happen. It did the trick. Hey, can you do that trick again? I need your help. Do with is next. To make good use of, also benefit by. Do with, as in, could do with a cup of coffee. I could make good use of a cup of coffee into my digestive system. I would definitely benefit with a cup of coffee. The last phrase, to do. This one is necessary to be done, as in, I've done my best and all's to do again. And that is a quote from A.E. Housman. I've done my best and all's to do again. All is necessary to be done was what I did necessary to be done. I'm a little confused by this quote because that's just not how I think or talk or speak. But I mean, I know I have to-do lists and those are things that are necessary to be done. Okay, well, that was it for the first form of the word do. We had a lot of things to talk about, and I didn't really do a ton of talking about it because I was confused by a lot of things, but we had a good time. So, I need to do a sound effect, and then we will finish up the rest of it. Ba-ba-boom, boom, boom, ba-ba-boom, boom, boom. The second form of do. This is a noun from 1599. One is chiefly dialect, and the synonyms are fuss and ado. Much ado about nothing. To do, which it's ado, I don't know how to use this in a sentence. I think maybe one of these examples that we saw before. Fuss and ado, which one could it be? It's so hard to find them. I don't know. Don't make a big to-do about it. Number two is archaic. The synonyms are deed and duty. The things that gotta be done. 3A. A festive get-together. The synonyms are affair and party. Let's have a do. Party it up. Get some streamers and sparklers. Do it. 3B is chiefly British. The synonym is battle. So you have a do. You can do your hair and then go do a do to go into battle. This word can be used in so many ways that we're not even like conscious of. It's so very confusing. Number four, a command or entreaty to do something, as in a list of do's and don'ts. Do those things, don't do those things. We are commanding you to do a thing or to not do a thing. Number five is British. The synonyms are cheat and swindle. Number six, the synonym is hairdo. Boom, 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 ba-boom, ba-boom. The third form of do. Now this one actually is dough. That's how it's pronounced, dough. Noun from circa 1754. The first tone of the diatonic scale in solmization. Solmization. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi. No, you can't go backwards. You got to say the words in a different order. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, do. Do. This is Italian because all of our words in music come from Italian. Boom, 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 boom. The fourth form of this word is an abbreviation, so I guess I don't know if you would ever say it out loud. Do, do. Number one, it's for ditto. And number two is double occupancy. Boom, 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 boom. Next is DO, again, abbreviation, all caps. Number one, defense order. Two, doctor of osteopathy. I don't think it's osteopathy. I think you would say osteopathy. Something with the bones, I think. Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. DOA, all caps. Abbreviation for dead on arrival. You've probably heard this in a movie or a TV show. Probably some crime lawyer, police, fire thing. They were dead. As soon as they arrived at the hospital, they had already died. They were DOA. Ba-ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. DOB, all caps. Abbreviation for date of birth. Date of birth. I hope you're not DOA on your DOB. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. The next word is a real word. It's not another abbreviation. It's Dobbin. D-O-B-B-I-N. Noun from 1596. One, a farm horse. That's just a farm horse is a Dobbin. Two, a quiet, plodding horse. That horse is walking slow. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. But it's very quiet. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. This is from the word, the name Dobbin, which is a nickname for Robert. And how Robert is connected to a horse, I have no friggin' clue. Maybe there was a farm horse who was very quiet and plodding named Robert in 1596, and somehow that became, the nickname became Dobbin. I've never heard of Dobbin as a nickname for Robert. Next, ba-boom, 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 Dobby, D-O-B-B-Y, noun from 1878, number one, a loom attachment for weaving small figures. A Dobby. What? I don't know a whole lot about looms. Maybe we'll post a picture of one of these just so we can see what it's looking like. Dobby wants to see what it looks like. Two, a fabric or figured weave made with a Dobby. You use the Dobby on the loom to make a thing called a Dobby. Now, the etymology says this is perhaps from the name Dobby, which is a nickname for Robert. Robert, I didn't know you had all these extra nicknames, Dobbin and Dobby, but also, how is this connected to these definitions, just like Dobbin? A farm horse? A loom thing? And the thing made from the loom? Is Robert? What's going on here, people? All right, one more word for this episode. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Dobe, capital D-O-B-E, noun from 1946. The synonym is just Doberman Pinscher because people don't have time to say Doberman Pinscher. And that's going to be our next word in the first word in the next episode. So the words today were do, 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 D-O, D-O-A, D-O-B, Dobbin, Dobby, and Dobe. I think I want to pick Dobbin as the word of the episode. I'm a Dobbin, I'm a quite plodding horse. My name is really Robert, it says it on my birth certificate, which also says my D-O-B. But people call me Dobbin. All right, that is the end of this episode. I guess I should probably mention a couple of movies because I was doing that and I want to keep up with that. Maybe I mentioned Missing, All Screens and Cameras. I thought it was very well done. The guy made a movie called Searching previously, which was a very similar concept, but I never saw it, but I think this one sort of is expanded and bigger than that one. Life Upside Down, made during the pandemic, and it was fine. You know, I think it was thrown together pretty quickly, and I think overall it was decent. Not my favorite movie. I'm just going to be honest with that. But yeah, it's you know, it's interesting. I wonder why it took so long to come out, though. I mean, it was made like 2.5 years ago. It was shot. So yeah. Anyway, and then maybe I'll save that one for later. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.